News Radio 1350, KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Pro Tem Linda Morse. We welcome Linda today and City Manager Ron Fear. Do you want to remind our listeners, 537-1350, if you have questions or comments, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. I know during open phones, a lot of discussion about the survey, which has already been taken. We might get into that a bit later, too. And I guess since Dave and I both asked you this question when you walked in the door, remind us, Linda, when you do become mayor.
Well, because the legislature expanded our term by a total of 8 months, we just talked to Ron about just divided up. So in Junction City, they had the mayor just extended by 8 months, but here our terms are 1 year, 2 months, and a week. So my mayoral term will begin on September 5th, the day after Labor Day.
Okay. Well, good to know. We appreciate that information. Well, quite an agenda tonight, and I guess let's just get right to it, Ron. There's four items on the general portion of the agenda, and I know one having to do with amending and updating the process to enforce various property maintenance ordinances. What's that all about?
So this is our kind of heart of our nuisance codes and code enforcement aspects with regard to abating nuisances and weeds and tall grass and trash and inoperable vehicles and all that part of the city codes and nuisance ordinance. There's several things going on with this. One, where the ordinance hasn't been updated in quite a while, and there's five areas that we're pretty much looking at. And in the nuisance section, we've added a list of defined noxious weeds. So the old one was just kind of a generic noxious weeds, and there is a definition by state statute of what those noxious weeds are, and the counties and the cities have responsibility to abate those noxious weeds, as do the citizens if they're growing on their property. And so we've made a list of those weeds just to make it easier for citizens and staff to identify information on those particular varieties. One of the themes in this category is increasing the fees that are levied if the city has to abate the matter. So in this case, the current fee is about $75. It costs us a lot more to abate that. So that process is if you give a notice to somebody to abate or take care of the problem, and they don't do it, then you have to go back and you have to serve them official notice. And then you also have to go back and abate it. You have to hire a contractor to take care of the abatement. And typically that cost is a lot higher than the $75 amount. And so what we're asking the commission to consider is allow us to levy or provide for the actual cost of the abatement. So whatever that is, we would provide documentation of that actual form of abatement, whatever that actual cost may be, because, you know, to abate something on a very small lot corner versus a 5-acre tract is very different. That cost can be quite expensive. So that's really the purpose for that. The second area is our weeds and tall grass, and this is where there's a list of property exemptions that we're wanting to put into this to where you will be able to have taller grass and that it's appropriate. And some of these areas are locations where we have designated wetlands. You have golf courses that have right-of-ways now within the city where in the rough, where it's better for that. It keeps that plant material healthier if you don't mow it. That sort of things where you have some of those native grasses. Also looking at some of the stormwater areas, some of our naturally wooded and creek and stream areas, gardens, landscaping, and flower beds. So just specifically pointing those out that you can have those, and those can be taller than what the 12 inches that the weed ordinance dictates.
Boy, lately we've had some tall grass around
it's
town.
It's been growing pretty well.
It's
with
not
the
dry
rain
enough
that
to
have,
mow it.
We certainly
some hay fields
needed,
going
some,
there.
Needed some of the rain. And it, again, here there's a flat fee of $50 if we have to abate the item, and we're again recommending that they allow us to assess whatever the actual costs are that it takes us to abate the mowing for that sort of thing. And look, I think we have a fault.
Yes,
phone
we
call.
Do already. Let's go ahead and take the call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Beautiful day at K, man. Say, I just had a feeding thought while you're talking about that. Would there be a possibility that if someone has a situation that needs to be corrected, just phone them up and give them a heads up and say, hey, that needs to be taken care of. Save us a lot of time and money and registered letters and back and forth and a lot of office time. Just take care of that and it'll be good. We're not making any money on it anyway because we're losing money. It'll be easier just to say, hey, why don't you fix that sidewalk over there? And if they don't do it, then go with the regular procedure. It's just a thought. It might work. You know, we're a friendly community. Everybody gets along great. So might try it and see what happens. Oh,
appreciate the call.
Appreciate that call. And our inspectors try to do that when they can. Obviously, you've got they try to touch base with the occupant. A lot of times the occupant may not be responsible for doing the mowing with all the rental properties, and that's kind of a mix and match. Some cases the tenant is responsible for mowing or the trash is one. And so we do try to touch base. We have door hangers and that sort of thing. And each of the inspectors now kind of has their own area of the city. So getting to know folks in those particular areas. Our biggest issue comes with repeat offenders. And we have an accelerated abatement program. And part of the reason for raising the fees is some folks, especially out-of-town property landlords and property owners, you know, if they can just pay us $75 for providing their lawn maintenance service or trash pickup service, that's pretty cheap. And so part of the motivation here is that they hire somebody and be responsible for taking care of it instead of, so that at least we're able to charge what it actually costs us to do it. And so, but I agree, you know, that's knocking on doors and calling folks is a much better way sometimes to take care of things. And sometimes it's certainly, especially as you have new folks moving into the community that may not be aware of what the ordinance requires, it's a good way to provide some education. So
we have another phone call. Yeah. Boy, just from the get-go today. Let's go ahead and take the call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Just talking about, the, you know, they send letters out to everybody that all the grass is too tall, the sidewalk needs fixed, et cetera, et cetera. Which needs to be done, yes. But what about the city keeping up their part? I'm in a wheelchair now, and there's very few of the sidewalks in the downtown area that I can get from block to block in a wheelchair. Not because the sidewalk is bad, it's because at the end of the ramp across the street, there's a couple inches of water and mud standing every time it rains a half inch. Can the city do something to clean that up so that drains away from the corner of those ramps?
Yes, we should certainly be able to do that. I know we tried to do a lot of that with our downtown redevelopment effort. I'm sure we have some other areas that haven't been improved where we get some of those bird baths that don't drain after a particular storm from some settling and stuff. And so, again, if there's a we can certainly do some reconnaissance there, but if there's a specific route that you typically travel and find it difficult, we'd sure like to know about those. If you could contact City Hall and relay those specific locations, that'd be great. But we can certainly go down and take a look at it as well.
Good to hear. I don't know if Linda wants to enter into the discussion, too, after the couple phone calls, but anything you're wanting to add?
I think we have an appropriate procedure of notifying people about weeds. I think the timing right now with a rain every two or three days and heavy enough that the grass grows before a letter would ever arrive, it seems to me. So we just have to work through. Some owners don't respond, and I think they're the ones that we really want to talk to and have an impact on, and others are with these rains, the lawn is out of control.
Ron, anything else you're wanting to add on this first item? I know we kind of, and the phone calls are great.
They are, and we appreciate those. We also, a couple other sections, one deals with inoperable vehicles and just defining what an inoperable vehicle is. Could be a piece of farm implement, farm equipment. So it just gives a broader definition. Also, trash containers, there's some new requirements with trash containers. One of the challenges we have, the current ordinance is you're supposed to have your trash can kind of out of sight and screened. In many locations, that's very difficult to do. And so this provides some alternatives in that sort of thing. And then one area is we're completely eliminating the section on environmental regulations or that chapter, but we're incorporating the provisions into a different chapter. So that's should be some good discussion on the updates for the nuisance codes.
Well, let's go ahead and take a break. It's 9:17. We've only gotten through one of the four items on the general portion of the agenda. This could be a long meeting for you tonight. Interesting. But again, 537-1350. We do appreciate all the phone calls. You're listening to In Focus with Manhattan Mayor Pro Tem Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fair.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.